First chief rabbi of New York.
RJJ.
RJJ. RJJ, guys, do it.
Okay, Rebels, how we get started? So we're looking here at the Gemara on the top of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The sugya, just to review, on the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis, without going through it, without going through it inside, the sugya tries to establish that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a lulav hayavesh is kosher, which means, number one, that he doesn't accept a hekesh between esrog and lulav, even though the Torah, with regard to esrog, says creates hadar. The Chacham accepted that hekesh to equate the balance of the dalad minim with the esrog and require hadar, and therefore yomish is possible. The Rabbi Yehuda never accepted that analogy. However, the language of the Braisa seems to indicate that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require hadar even in the case of esrog, because the Braisa says arba minim shebelulav. And then it goes on and says that Yaveshim Psulim, Rabbi Yehudomer, Af Yaveshim Ksherim. Which led the Gemara to prove that at the end of the day, this is the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Rabbi Yehuda had a different interpretation. David, you want to sit here? He had a different interpretation of Hadar. So one of the discussions we're going to have, and I'm hoping we'll get to it today, is according to Rabbi Yehuda, what does it mean? Would you say that all psulim are suspended? In other words, if he doesn't have hadar, not even in the case of esrog. So the Gemara might say that there are certain psulim that even Rabbi Yehuda accepts. For example, lo gomar peri, if the esrog didn't mature, perhaps if the olim of the lulav gets separated, so it's not kafus, he darshan's pre kapos, you should darshan as if it's at kafus, that the olim have to be smack up against the shidra. Says, I say, there may be various cases in which even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there are psulim in the Dalad Minim, in the Lulav, even though they're not Psulei Hadar, but they come under a different derivation, a different category. So that we have to really discuss. But here, Rabbi Yehuda brings an evidence to support his Shita on the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis from a story about the Bnei Krachim. And the Bnei Krachim used to bequeath Velu Lovim to their grandchildren. So imagine your grandson is coming to learn in yeshiva, and he would like to learn with his Zayda if possible in yeshiva, but at least he'll get his Zayda's Lulav. That's at least. The problem with his Zayda's Lulav is it's so ancient that it's completely dried out. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda wants to indicate. Now, again, you and I might have said that maybe the story of the Bnei Karachum is a different story. That maybe they inherited, maybe they bequeathed that lulavim as brooms. You know, the old days that the brooms were made of lulavim. So the Rishonim already say that wouldn't have been a chiddush. The Braisa wouldn't have to tell me that if the dried up lulavim can be used and have some sort of value on the market, because he could sell them for their material worth, that they could be morishit to their grandchildren. We don't have to go, you know, with a long list of whatever you could bequeath to your grandchildren. There must have been some halachic significance to the fact that they would bequeath their lulavim to their grandchildren. And that means they bequeath them for the sake of the mitzvah of lulav. It was earmarked for the mitzvah of lulav. And that proves that a lulav hayavesh is kosher. So the Chachamim turned to Rabbi Yehuda And they say to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, you're bringing a proof from that situation of the Bnei Krochim or the Bnei Karakum, the different yourselves, but whatever it is, that's called Shas Hadchak, which means the following. And again, we really have to analyze this. This has tremendous halachic implications, that there's something called a Lulav Apostle, and then there's something called Shas Hadchak, meaning the Gemara is arguing, and these are the Rabbanim, who accept the requirement of Hadar in all four minim. And yet they're saying to Rabbi Yehuda that you could bequeath your lulav to your grandchild, even though it's as dry as a potato and it's not Hadar, because it's Shas Hadchak. Now, what does Shas Hadchak mean? And could they make a bracha on Shas Hadchak? So B'li Neder, I want to talk about that a little bit later. We have to really analyze that. Okay. Now, what I want to focus your attention on is the Gemara starting on line 5. Omar Mar. Do you have that? So we're on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Omar Mar. The reason I tell you it's 5 lines down is because a few lines later, again, the Gemara is going to say Omar Mar. What the Gemara is doing is now it's taking apart this braisa piece by piece and analyzing each section independently. So now we're analyzing the section that goes the following. Kishem shem poksimehem, just like you can't take 3 minim out of 4 minim. Again, within each min is a whole nother sugya, that's going to require a tremendous amount of work. Are you allowed to take 2 lulavim? Are you allowed to take 4 hadasim, 3 aravas? I mean, it goes on and on. Very complicated. But we're now talking about less than 4 minim, that's called poksin, or a 5th min, and that's called mosifin. So the braisa says, Kishem shein pochsimim, kach ein mosifin aleim. It's absolutely clear that you can't reduce the number of the minim from 4 to 3. And now on the flip side, you can't add to the number of minim from 4 to 5. And this is based on Baltigra and Baltosif. So the Gemara says Pshita. You know, I learned that last Shabbos when I was being Mavir Sedra. You know, it says Baltigra Baltosif. So what is the Braisa coming to Mechadish? Could I have thought otherwise? Ma'od detem, I would have thought Ho'il v'Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda has the following position, Lulav Tzarech Agad, which means that Agad is absolutely critical. It's Likuva. You have to tie 3 out of the 4 minim together. Is therefore, even though that's a chumrah on Rabbi Yehuda's part, because Rabbi Yehuda is saying that without Agad you're not yotzei the mitzvah of lulav, but it also generates a kula. We have a kula that we're going to derive from Rabbi Yehuda in the Havamin, in the Ma'al Desema. What was that kula? That it's no big deal to add a 5th min. Why? So the Gemara says, "Imaisi min achrin." If he brings a 5th min, ha'ilachudekoi, va'ilachudekoi. In other words, if he takes a 5th min, since Rabbi Yehuda has this theory of Agad, then for some reason the Gemara thinks that according to Rabbi Yehuda in this Havamina, if he takes a 5th min, let's assume right now that the 5th min is outside the Agad. That makes life a little easier for me, right? So he tied up the lulav with haravim and hadasim, and now he brings a 5th min, which is outside the agad. So in such a case, since according to Rabbi Yehuda there's a separate halacha requirement of agad, now we can apply the following principle. Hai lechudekai, v'hai lechudekai. The lulav with its other 2 buddies, tied together with an agad, is lechudekai. That stands on its own. And the extra min, the 5th min that he's bringing, that he's holding, is lechudekai. That's also separate. So it seems like the Gemara, in the Havamin at least, thinks that if you separate the minim, if you separate the minim, then at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's less of a problem of Baal Tosef. Because it's separate. Again, I'm not going into detail yet. Rabosa, you have to let me get into it. You may be way ahead of me, so I apologize for that. But I need to get into this step by step. What I'm suggesting is the following: that separateness, whatever that means, separateness is a good thing for the Jews. Meaning, that could create a leniency as far as Baal Tosef is concerned. And Dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda requires integration. He requires connecting, right? There's a halach of what according to Rabbi Yehuda? Agad. So if something is not connected, it's separate, then maybe there's no Baal Tosef. And that's the Hava Mina called Hailechudei Koi Vailechudei Koi, right? That we can separate them. Yeah. Rabbi, am I saying anything logical, or have I made a mistake?
That only three go together. The agad applies only to three.
Right.
So by definition, there's always an additional one.
Right.
So if you have one additional called the esrog, throw in another additional.
Excellent. Maybe you can say the same thing, that since the esrog itself is not part of the agad, and you take a fifth min, then that fifth min is yeah, but no, wait a second.
That's
no, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. One of us is wrong, either you or I. Let me just think about that. No. You'll slug me up, but let me say what I want to say. If the Esrog is outside of the Agad, correct, then that would generate a Chumra in Baal Tosef, not a Kula. What do I mean? The more that you have separateness, if somebody could write this down for me, I would appreciate it, because I don't want to forget it. The more that you have separateness amongst the minim, the less you'll have Baal Tosef. Again, in the Havamim, everything is a Havamim. But I'm saying there's a compelling logic to say that if I can bump off this fifth min, so to speak, and consider him out of the bunch, you know, he's... We used to say when we were kids, you know, two is a couple, three is a crowd. You know, they did a third tag along. He's like, he's like Adam. So I'm saying that the more of a push I have to separate, the more I can be lenient in Baal Tosef. Why? Because if they're separate, then the extra min doesn't become integrated into the mitzvah. But according to the Chachamim, there is no such thing as separateness. The concept of separateness, of being the third, you know, the third member of the tag along, I'll call him, you know, in Yiddish we call it a Nachschlepper. You know, the Nachschlepper philosophy fits in very well according to Rabbi Yehuda. And if you're just tagging along, you're holding along, you know, like in, I remember I was in San Francisco, you know, they have these open, like, trolleys in which you know, sometimes you're half on the trolley, half off the trolley. Did they have that in London also?
In India.
You know, so if you're just hanging on by the bare skin, that's not Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is when you take another min and it becomes profoundly high profile in the mitzvah, becomes integrated into the mitzvah. That creates a Baal Tosef. So the Gemara, Rabbi, you'll slug me up, but this is what I want to suggest, that the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is the following: that in Rabbi Yehuda, the concept of separateness really is problematic, so to speak. Again, you have to know what to do with the esrog, but it's problematic in terms of being outside the agad. At least according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a concept of agad, and within the context of agad, I could always say hay lechudei koi vay lechudei koi, meaning that the extra min is just a nachschlepper. It's not really part of the cheftish of mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah itself. Masha'enkin, if you all like the Chachamim, that lulav ain't tzarech agad. So basically, I'm holding on to four separate minim, and they're not connected in any way whatsoever. Then, in that sense, I don't know if I have that kula. If I have that kula, then I can be makil in Baal Tosef. Why? Because that kula, that logic in the Ma'od Tema to be Mekil in Baal Tosef only applies to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because within Rabbi Yehuda's framework, that there is at least, to some extent, You have to grant me there's a concept of creating a unified object for the mitzvah, so then I can always say that the extra min is not. Again, I'm not sure where he's putting the extra min. You see, this is what confuses me. Is he putting the extra min inside the agad?
No.
Or is it outside the agad? See, I would say, you think it's outside? No, I'll tell you why. Because, you know, the Gemara is assuming that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we can be makil in Baal Tosef in the Havamina. But I'll tell you the opposite. Pukfaken. If he added a fifth min inside the agad, then I would be machmir dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda. Does everybody agree with me on that? Because if it's inside the agad, then it's part of the mitzvah, because Rabbi Yehuda recognizes the significance of agad.
Right.
According to Chachom, agad is meaningless. It's low mile of a low word. It doesn't register.
Leave the Chachomim out because that's obvious.
What do you say?
Leave the Chachomim out. That's obvious. According to Rabbi Yehuda, where does the Esro go?
The Esrog is in his left hand, if that's
so
what you're asking.
Not part of the
Aga.
Correct?
Not part of the Aga.
How'd you get where's the Arba Min in then?
You have the Aga of three, and then you put them they have the one of the Esrog.
And you put them together.
Both say, get
that's right. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're adding to the Aga, you're adding the Esrog, which should be there, add another one.
Not where?
Next to the Esrog. Next to the Esrog. You have a banana Esrog.
No, but then Rabbi, then Kolshkin according to Chachamim, you could add another 50.
No, they need four. There's no agad. You end up with four.
No, but again, if there's no agad according to Chachamim,
you need four. Four, that's it.
But it doesn't matter which
one. No, wait a minute. Hold on. Everybody says, from you and Chachamim both agree you need four. Nobody denies that. Well, what we're trying to figure out is if you add a fifth, is there a havamina to say that that's not Baal Tosef, that's lenient, that you could be lenient about that?
Right.
So the Gemara says that Dafka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I want to be lenient.
Right.
So if you're going to tell me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the Esrog is out of the Agad, therefore I can add another fifth min like the Esrog,
right,
and therefore there's no Baal Tosef, then I'll tell you, Kol Shkein, according to Chachamim, there's no Baal Tosef. Because according to Chachamim, there was no Agad to begin with. So you had four separate meaning. Not only is the Esrog separate, but the Lulav is separate, the Aravos is separate, the Adasim is separate, so you had another min. Why would that be Baal Tosef? If your logic is, in other words, the Gemara is presenting the following view, that since Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav, Torah, Agad, now I can take a fifth min, then it's not Baal Tosef. Now again, If the fifth min is inside the agad, then I resign my position here. Someone take over the ship for me because I'm totally lost. I can't begin to entertain the idea that you can take a fifth min, sew it into the agad, so to speak, bind it in with the other three minim, and you don't violate Baal Tosef. I mean, you've radically, in a radical way, you've added a fifth min. Therefore, again, if you were with me on that point, then the Havamina here that Rabbi Yehuda would allow a fifth min would be outside the Agad. Oh, would be outside the Agad. No, so I'll ask you, well, according to Chachamim, the fifth min is always outside the Agad. So why is the Gemara saying Pshita, that according to Chachamim, for sure he violates Baal Tosef? That was never even a Havamina. You can't be lenient with a fifth min, that's Baal Tosef. Well, let the fifth min of Rabbi Yehuda, which is outside the Agad, be like the fifth min of the Chachamim. So the only answer I can come up, everybody follow my question? This I think maybe, we'll have to go through the Tosis, but maybe this is what bothers Tosis. I mean, Tosis is trying to understand why does Gemara think Lekula in Rabbi Yehuda? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could be makil. You're telling me that you could be makil because of high lechudei koi. One second, that the fifth min is a separate independent baldover here. It's not part of the dalad minim. So I would say the following. Then according to Chachamim, if you're telling me that the fifth min is not part of the agad, it's not part of the essence of the esrog, it's just like sort of a nachshlepa, is then for sure it should be mutter. Why does Gemara say according to Rabbanan it's pshita?
It's fundamentally different.
Oh, what's the answer, Michael? I'm hoping you're going to come up with the same idea that I'm trying to. So that nobody hears me.
With Rabbi Huda, you have a unit of four, and once you have a unit of four, then anything extra is outside of that unit.
Excellent.
With the Chachomim, what you have is five distinct things.
Right.
And with five
four
distinct
plus
things,
one,
we'll who's going to say that it's not the extra?
So the way I express what you said, Michael, maybe yours is clearer than mine, I say the following. That according to the Chachamim, the mitzvah per se is predicated on separateness. There are four separate. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, introduces a new element in the equation. That's called integration. Okay, so there's integration according to Rabbi Yehuda, whereas according to Chachamim, there's separateness. Now the Gemara thinks if you start with separateness and there's no concept of integration, then why does the fifth min become a nachshlep? Why does it become outside the circle? It stands on the same 2 feet, has the same, in a sense, stature as the other four minim. So what you've done is you've taken four minim and you've made it to five minim, and therefore the Gemara thinks pshita, that according to the Chachamim, you violate Baal Tosef by adding a fifth min. But if you introduce Rabbi Yehuda, who has a concept of integration, then you could say, Lekula, that the fifth min is outside the integration. Is that what you... That's I think right. The only problem is, as Rabbi Sachnowitz points out very well, what do we do with the Esrog? I don't have an answer to that question.
No, the Esrog has to be with
no, I'm just saying that since the Esrog is not part of the Agad, that itself sort of waters down our understanding. But let's look at Tosa straight away. Tosa says the following. Tema. I don't understand the Gemara. I don't understand the logic of the Gemara. You're telling me that according to the Rabbanan who hold Lulav Ein Tzarech Agad, for sure it's Asur. There's no question that you violate Baal Tosef. They only have a meaning to say there's no Baal Tosef is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says Tosef Tema, Kol Shkein L'Rabbanan. I'm going to prove to you that the logic is exactly the opposite. Namely, according to the Chachamim who hold Lulav Ein Tzarech Agad, for sure we should be Mekil in a fifth min. In other words, if you're allowing for a kula of a fifth min, again, everything is in the Hava Min Rabose, in the Ma'od the same. According to Rabbi Yehuda, then how much more so should you allow for a fifth min according to the Chachamim? The Gemara assumes according to the Chachamim it was Pshita that you violate Baal Tosef with a fifth min. Why, says Tosfos? He says, Dimash Maliel. Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir than the Chachamim. I'm going to prove it to you from a sugya li'el. With regard to Baal Tosef, Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir. Why? The Gemara says that if he uses a fifth min for the agad, as the I call it the binding agent, you know, everyone has their own phraseology, then he violates Baal Tosef according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Chachamim, he doesn't violate Baal Tosef. The Chachamim say you could use any binding agent. You know, take gold, take silver, take plastic, take whatever you like, and use it as a binding agent. And you did not violate Baal Tosef. So you see, says Tosef, that who's the machmir in Baal Tosef? Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir in Baal Tosef because he holds Lulav Tzarech Agad. So the Gemara says the following, that since Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav Tzarech Agad, therefore a fifth min, if he uses it for the Agad as the binding agent, he violates Baal Tosef. According to Chachamim, since Lulav Ein Tzarech Agad, therefore even if the binding agent is a fifth min, he doesn't violate. Says Tosis, you see, logic, mathematically, right? You conclude that in the machlokes about Agad, whether you need Agad, Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir and requires Agad, he's the one who's going to be machmir in Baal Tosef. And our Gemara says just the opposite, that in the case of adding a fifth min, we have a Hava meaning to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda there is no Baal Tosef, and according to Rabbanan for sure they would be machmir and say you're not allowed to add a fifth min. Because he holds the Tzarech Aga, meaning Lulav Tzarech Aga, he agidle, if he takes the Lulav and he does the Aga bimin acher, a fifth min, and he uses it as the Aga, the binding age, havile chameshes minim, and he violates what? Baal Tosef. Aval Rabbanan who hold Ein Tzarech Aga lo, we don't care. And why is that? Because when he takes a fifth min and he uses it as a binding agent, the min chamishi is not mitztaref to the mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah, and therefore there's no Baal Tosef. It's like, what should I say? He took a fifth min and he put it on his head. He was wearing a gold hat. You know, so it's a fifth min? Obviously not. Bal Tosef means when you add that fifth min to the mitzvah. According to Chachamim, Hai lechudei koi, and therefore the binding agent that's made of a different min is not integrated into the mitzvah. But it's lechudei koi, and therefore there's no Bal Tosef, and it's mutter to use any material for your binding agent. So we see that the Rabbanon are the ones who are mekil, and not the way Agamara says that according to Rabbanon it's pshita that he's not allowed to take a fifth min. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a half minute to say they'd be mekil. It's just the exact opposite.
Well, why are the Rabbanon binding these things together? They don't hold about Buddha.
Well, he wants to violate Bal Tosef. Here's a candidate. He says, I'm in the mood to violate Bal Tosef, so I'm going to bind my Dalit Minim with a fifth min. Guess what? He did not violate Bal Tosef. Why? Because Lulav Ein Tzarech Aga. And if Lulav Ein Tzarech Aga, the binding agent is completely separate, independent, it's superfluous, it's a nachschlepper, and it's Hailechudekoi Vailechudekoi. So who's the Mekil now? Rabbi Yehuda says if you use a fifth min as a binding agent, you violate Bal Tosef. The Chacham say you can use any fifth min, any tenth min, 11th min, as many as you want, an infinite, and it's not Bal Tosef. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's machmir in Bal Tosef. If Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir in Bal Tosef, then in a fifth min, we should assume that for sure Rabbi Yehuda is going to be machmir. What was the Chacham mean to say no? Rabbanan will say it's awesome because of Bal Tosef. Rabbi Yehuda would say it's mutter. Now we have another proof. What's the second proof? Behedja, it's explicit. Beperek elu hein nechnokim. That's a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, and the subject of that Gemara is Zakei Mamre. And what happens with the Zakei Mamre? The Zakei Mamre, if he issues a ruling which would undermine the mitzvah of the Torah, then he's a rebellious elder and he has to be put to death. And the Gemara says the following. What happens if the Zakei Mamre issues a verdict, a ruling, and he says that you should add a fifth min to your lulav? So the Gemara says over there, the Is Viralon, the Gemara says with regard to Zakei Mamre, call him Mosif Gorea, meaning that if his ruling was to add to the mitzvah, he's mekalkel the mitzvah, and if he undermines the mitzvah, therefore that's called a zaken mamre, and he's chayav misa. And the Gemara says the following, quote, the east viralon the lulav ein tzarech agad. If we hold like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda and lulav ein tzarech agad, the Gemara says if he adds a fifth min, then Hailechudekoi Vailechudekoi, and he's potter. He's not a Zakei Mamre according to the Chachamim. Why? Because he doesn't violate Bal Tosef, and he adds a fifth min, and he doesn't undermine the mitzvah. It's not called Kol Mosif Gorea. And after, according to whom would he become a Zakei Mamre? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Lulav Tzarech Agad. So you see that Lulav Tzarech Agad generates a Chumrah of Bal Tosef, and it's Dafka Rabbi Yehuda is going to be the Machmir. One second, Rabosai. Let's just get the Tosis down, okay? And Tosis answers, Yesh Lomar, what's the difference between our sugi and the other sugis? Hacha Mairi, what's our case? Kishen Nosein, Oso, I think means the fifth min. Chutzli Agad. Now, why Tosis didn't understand that from the get-go, I don't know. But right now, Tosis being Mechadish, as if he discovered America, guess what? Where was the fifth min? Chutz la'agad.
What was it before?
Where was it in the Havamina Tosis? Yeah, apparently, in the Havamina Tosis, it was inside the agad. If it was inside the agad in Tosis's Havamina, that's just mind-boggling. Why would the Gemara have a Havamina to say Hailechudekoi, and it's not Bal Tosef? It doesn't change the mitzvah if it's inside the agad. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand that point. I can't answer that question. But again, according to Tosis's answer, and for some reason Tosis thinks he discovered America here, he was Mechadish, an unbelievable Chiddush that we didn't know about. And what's his Chiddush? That what's going on in our sugya, Hacha Mairi, I repeat the Tosis, Hacha Mairi, says Tosis, Bishan Nosein Oso, where does he put the fifth min? Chutz la'agad. Who's going to be the Mekil now if it's Chutz la'agad? Rabbi Yehuda, why? Because since Rabbi Yehuda holds Le Rabbi Yehudu holds that what? That lulav tzarech agad. Then when he adds the fifth min outside the agad, it's not connected to the other minim, at least to three out of the four minim, meaning to the bulk of the lulav, to the essence of the lulav. And therefore the hava mina was that you're allowed to add a fifth min outside the agad. And here's where the Rabbanan would be machmir. Why? Because they don't have the concept of agad. So you can't tell me that this fifth min is not connected to the other four minim. Ein lo kesher, as we'd say. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could say ein lo kesher. It doesn't connect, it doesn't integrate because it's outside of what? The agad. According to Chacham, there was never a kesher to begin with. The whole idea of kesher, of connecting the minim, doesn't exist in the radar screen of the Chacham. Because they don't require agad. And therefore, you can't come along and say, well, the fifth min is outside of a kesher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we can be mekil. But Rabbanan say, what would Rabbi Yehuda say about a fifth min inside the agad? Here he would be the machmir. Again, it could be the chachom, would also be machmir. But I'm saying, al pi svara, we should be more inclined to be machmir according to Rabbi Yehuda if the fifth min is inside the agad. But if it's outside the agad, we have a hava mina. Now Tosis is so convinced about the logic of the hava mina that he wants to understand the maskara. So Taka, why does the Gemara not accept high lechudikai by lechudikai? After all, we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lulav tzarech agad. Where did he hear the fifth min? Chutz la'agad. So Tosis v'in tomer im kain. If that be the case. Right, lo yachshov tosefes haimina achrina dekamaise. Right, since it's not added into the agad, it always remains outside the agad. Then we should accept the principle of haylechudikoy, haylechudikoy. And where does Tosa see that we do accept haylechudikoy, haylechudikoy? And based on that, we're allowing a fifth min. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that according to the Chachamim, if the Zaken was Mora Hora to add a fifth min, then he's not a Zaken Mamre, he's Potter. It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda that he's called a Mosif Korea. Why? Because according to the Chachamim, you could apply the principle of Hailechudekai, Hailechudekai. So Tosis now wants to know if the Chachamim in Masechta Sanhedrin accept Hailechudekai, Hailechudekai, then why can't Rabbi Yehuda here in Masechta Sukkah accept Hailechudekai, Hailechudekai? Kamol Rabbanan Liel, the Ein Tzarech Agad. And what about the Rabbanan who say that since you don't need Agad, therefore if you bind the four, if you bind the three minim with what? With an Eino Mino, with a fifth min. So we say, Hai Lechudekai, Hai Lechudekai. Yesh Lamed Lo Dami. This is the part of the Shia that Alan was asking me about before. Lo Dami. He says that that's Sugya of Hailechudekai in the case of a binding agent. He says, Kishayagdo shelo bimino. According to the Chachamim Shita, that lulav ain tzarech agad, and he does the agad with a fifth min. Elo lechashev kimosif. That's not considered adding a fifth min to the four minim. Mishum, because Ein zed derech di lasan. Tosus is saying that there's a fundamental difference between the case that we were discussing here on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, where he adds a fifth min, and in what direction is the fifth min standing? Is it vertical or horizontal? Right? No, if he adds a fifth min in our sugya here on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, it's vertical.
It's not.
Whereas the sugya on daf lamed aleph amid aleph in the case of a binding agent, that's horizontal. So Tos says the following: kederek kedilasan means it's vertical, it's standing upright. So if you add something kederek kedilasan, that's going to be a problem of baltosif. And now the Gemara is saying lemaskana that whether you hold like Rabbi Yehuda in the case where you have it vertical outside the agad, or whether you hold like the Chachamim who never required agad to begin with, if the fifth min is vertical, then you violate Baal Tosef. The Hava Mina was that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's outside the agad, there's no violation of Altosas Maskodis, no. Even though it's outside the agate, since it's vertical, it's Kederek Dilosan, which is a Tanai and Lulav. So if I take a Lulav upside down, I'm not Yotze the Mitzvah. So therefore, since in this case he took the Lulav Kederek Dilosan in an upright position, therefore he violates Baltosif, even though it's outside the Agat. That's the Kamashma. According to Chachamim, Pshita. I don't even need to tell you that if he takes the fifth min, Kederek Dilosam, that he violates Baltosif. Aye. The Gemara on Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph says that according to Rabbanan Lulav Ein Tzarech Agat, and therefore if he uses a fifth min, he doesn't violate Baltosif because Hai Lechudekoi, Hai Lechudekoi. The answer is that's not what? He didn't take the fifth min in an upright position. He took it in what I call a horizontal position.
But he keeps slipping back between whether the fifth min is the binding agent or whether it's something that's within the binding agent. Which are you talking about?
Again, it depends. Let's just summarize Tosfos. If you're talking about vertical, which is called Kederek Dilosan, then the Havamina was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since you took the fifth min outside the Agad, I could say Hai Lechudikai, Hai Lechudikai. And the Gemara says, no, since you took it Kederek Dilosan, we don't apply the principle of Hai Lechudikai, Hai Lechudikai.
But it's outside.
And therefore there's a violation of Baltosif. But when do we say Hai Lechudikai, Hai Lechudikai is the mitigating circumstance and it removes Baltosif? That's in the case of the binding agent. That's in the case where you use the fifth min as an agad, as your band-aid, right? If you use it as your rubber band, I should say, whatever it is. Yeah. Because in that case, since it's shalom kederek dilosan, now I can apply the principle of hai lechudekoi, hai lechudekoi. But that's only according to whom? According to the Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's shalom kederek dilosan, you violate Baltosif if you take a fifth min. Why, Rabosai?
Because that fifth min is part of the fourth.
Excellent. Because now the fifth min becomes integrated into the lulav. What integrates that fifth min into the lulav if it's not Kederek Dilosan? Lulav Tzarech Agad. The principle of Lulav Tzarech Agad means that the Torah recognizes the Agad. The Agad is an essential part of the object of the mitzvah. And therefore, if that essential part is a fifth min, then I can no longer apply the principle of Hai Lechudekai, Hai Lechudekai, because it's already integrated into the mitzvah. Mashenkein, according to the Chachamim who hold what? Lulav Ein Tzarech Agad is the male I can't integrate it into the fifth min, as a fifth min, unless, going back to the first case, where he takes it vertically, Kederek Dilosan.
But why do you not?
Well, let's read it inside just to make sure we got the words right, okay? Because V'yesh Lomar V'lo Dami, in the case where you have a fifth min and it's outside the Agad, is not the same as our discussion. Our discussion right now is the sugya where he uses the fifth min as a binding agent. Diksha yagdenu shalobimino, if he uses a fifth min as a vehicle of agad. And we're holding now like the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon hold that what? Ein tzarech agad is ein lo lechashev kimosif. It's not considered that he adds another min, even though he's taking another min into his hands, but he's using it as a binding agent. So it's not what? It's not vertical. Mishum, the ein ze kederek dilosan. That's not the way that you take a lulav. Correct? Because what does he do with this fifth min? He ties it around the other minim. So it's basically laying down. It's not standing up.
And what is it made of?
And it's made of gold, or whatever it's made of, right?
Okay.
Minim shebelulav beinon, with regard to the four minim of lulav, there's a requirement of keim gedilasan kidel kamon. That's a sugya daf mem hey. So if it's not keim gedilasan, then it becomes a nafshlep, and that's called hai lechudikai. It's not part of the mitzvah. Therefore, he doesn't violate baltosa. That's going to whom? The chachamim. Avol Rabbi Yehuda holds what? Lulav Tzarech Agad. Now the Agad is not extraneous to the mitzvah. It's an essential part of the mitzvah. And therefore, Yeshlo Lichoshev Kimosif Bagudoso, if he adds a fifth min in the Aguda itself, meaning in the binding agent, is then it becomes part of the mitzvah of the lulav, and he's now altered the mitzvah to such a radical extent that he violates what? Bal Tosif. Dechol aguda shelo keder kedilason. Aguda by definition is shelo keder kedilason. And the answer is that it becomes integrated into the mitzvah. But Hocha our sugya is talking about how does he take the fifth min? Kedera kedilason is therefore, according to Chacham, for sure he violates Bal Tosif. What about Rabbi Yehuda? After all, where did he take? Where, how did he add the fifth min outside of the Agad? Is Afilu Rabbi Yehuda? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, where we thought logically it should be Mutter, it's not Bal Tosif. Ka'amar, the Gemara establishes no. The Maisi Minachrina Vinoket Le Keder Kedilosan. All I need now is Keder Kedilosan to establish a Bal Tosif. Is Afilu Chutz Liagad Choshiv Kimosif Vekolshkein Lerabbanon. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, a fifth min outside the Agad is a violation of Bal Tosif, even though it's outside the Agad, and we're not going to apply the principle of Hailechudikai, because it's what? Kiderech dilosan, then how much more so according to the Rabbanon, who don't even require Agad? So when you tell me that the fifth min is outside the Agad, you're not telling me a thing, then for sure Kiderech dilosan in the addition of a fifth min is a violation of Bal Tosif. No, I'm saying even according to Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's Keder Kedilosan, so Keder Kedilosan makes it into a part of the mitzvah. You would have said logically that that only applies according to the Rabbanon, because according to Rabbanon, each min is anyway separate. Kamash Malon, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, a fifth min, despite the fact that it's outside of the Agad, is still a violation of Bal Tosif because of what? Because of Keder Kedilosan. But in the case of Shalom Keder Kedilosan, where you use a fifth min as the Agad agent, then here's where Rabbi Yehuda is going to say Bal Tosif is violated. He's going to be the Machmir, and the Chacham are going to say there's no Bal Tosif because it's Shalom Keder Kedilosan.
Can I just ask one question? With the Aguda, the binding agent itself, tell me when is it Derek Kedilosan?
Never. It's never Kedilosan.
It's going horizontal. But that's right, it's always going horizontal.
Correct. So by definition, it's Beshchiva. Not Bamido, but Beshchiva.
It seems clear that if you're using an Ana from a Lulav, then you're definitely doing Shalom Kedilosan.
That's called Aga.
Okay, but what
Rabbi Yehuda requires?
If you're using gold, or you're using a rubber band, as you want to say, there is no Derek Kedilosan because there's no way it grows.
So therefore, according to Rabbanon, you're okay. There's no Bal Tosif. Right. The Chiddush is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you violate Bal Tosif.
Why?
Because you can't say Zelechu Dekor. You can't tell me that this Band-Aid stands on its own. Because since the Halacha requires the Band-Aid, so the Halacha says the following. Take 4 Minim Keder Kedilosan, and then do an Aga. That Agad now becomes part of the Lulav Dafka because it's not Keder Kedilosan. What generates the status of that piece as part of the Lulav? Lulav Tzarech Agad.
Yeah, but why is it?
The Halach of Agad establishes that piece that goes around, the Shechiva, as we said before, is part of the Lulav. Because if you don't have it, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. So it's definitely part of the Mitzvah.
Well, where did they get that then? It doesn't have to be Derek Gedulasa. Where did they get that from?
No, that's the concept of Agad. That's derived from
Agad,
from Mechatos with the Gzeir Shoba.
I understand they need Agad.
Agad by definition means when you have two things and you bind them together.
Yes, but what is the, but still has nothing to do with Derek Gedulasa.
Not at all. Geder Kedilosan is only a requirement in the Dalet Minim, not in the Agad. The Agad is by definition not Geder Kedilosan.
Geder Kedilosan is not have to do with Dalet Minim. It's a general cloud in the Torah.
I didn't say that. It's We're true. Not learning the whole Torah now. We're not learning Kodshim. Maybe you're learning Kodshim, Alan. We're learning Sukkah. And in Sukkah, there's a lot of Geder Kedilosan. We're not learning Kol HaTorah Kula. You want to say a shir on Kol HaTorah Kula? I'll invite you to say a shir on Kol HaTorah Kula.
About
Atzei Shittim, I'm not learning Atzei Shittim now. Atzei Shittim is Aloch and Lulav. And Aloch and Lulav tells me that it's got to be Keder Kedilosan, period.
And it's not.
Except for the Aga. The Aga, by definition, is another requirement, which is derived from a Gzeirah Shavah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham never accepted that Gzeirah Shavah. And that Gzeirah Shavah tells me that the Dalet Minim for the mitzvah of Lekach Lechem require Aga. What does the Aga look like? It's not Keder Kedilasan.
Why not?
And yet, it becomes part of the Lulav. And to what extent is it part of the Lulav? To the extent that it has to be Mimin Alulav. If it's not Mimin Alulav, then you're taking a fifth min and you violate Baal Tos.
Who said that it couldn't be Derek Yudulasan? You could sew together. You could sew together anafim standing.
Alan,
up, right?
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Let's work with certain logical conclusions, which the whole sugya assumes. Agad is not keder kedilasan. Agad is b'shchiva and not b'amida. You'll stand on the moon and you'll come up with a case where you did agad.
But you're the one
which wasn't there. That's not what we're talking about.
You're giving me the exception. Agad means
the following. You have four minim and then you bind it. That's all.
All right.
Oh, now Tosus has a kasha. What's the kasha, Tosus? He says, "Hadakar b'sanhedrin." Remember the Gemara of Zokin Mamre. Now, in the Sugin Zokin Mamre, the Gemara establishes that Laman Diomar ain't Tzorach Agad, Hai Lechudekoi v'Hai Lechudekoi. Rabosa, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about where he adds a fifth min. And if he adds a fifth min, it's Kedera Kedilasan. The Gemara's not talking about a fifth min as an Agad agent. So how does the Gemara apply the principle that according to Chachamu, who say Lulav ain't Tzorach Agad, there's no Chiyuv Zokin Mamre, it's not called Amosif Korea, even though he added a fifth min, Kedera Kedilasan, because of Hai Lechudekai, Hai Lechudekai. The Gemara in Sanhedrin undermines everything that Tosfos has been saying until now. Because Tosfos is saying that the only time I can apply the principle of Hai Lechudikai is only with regard to the Agad. Because the Shalom Kedera Kedilasan according to the Chachamim, who don't require an Agad. Now we see the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the exact opposite. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that when do we apply the principle of Kol Mosif Gorea? And the ruling of the Zokin makes him into a Zokin Mamre, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Lulav Tzorach Agad. But according to Chachamim, we're going to apply the principle of Hai Lechudekai V'Hai Lechudekai. It's the exact opposite of everything we've been saying. Hodekomer b'sanhedrin l'mad yomer ein Tzorach Agad Hai Lechudekai V'Hai Lechudekai Hainu le'inyin di'enze ka mosif gorea. It's not considered Kalamosif Goreh.
Why?
That's what we're going to try to figure out.
Just because they said it.
That's what we're going to try to figure out. Why isn't it called Mosif Goreh? Did he violate Baal Tosif?
Yes.
For sure he violated Baal Tosif because he took the fifth min Keder Kedilasan. The Gemara says even according to Rabbi Yehuda he violated Baal Tosif in that case. But certainly according to Chachamim, that's the classical case of Baal Tosif when you added a fifth min. So how can you tell me Ein Zeh Mosif Goreah? The man violated Baal Tosif. Says Tosfos, Dili Olam. Listen to this radical breakthrough of Tosfos. Dili Olam Yedei Mitzvah Yatza Ela Di Over Al Baal Tosif. So here's the deal. A man takes a fifth min. We're going according to the Chachamim now, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. He takes a fifth min. And where would you classify him? How do you classify him? Is he a tzaddik or a rasha? Are we going to give brownie points and schar mitzvah? Or are we going to flask him with 39 values? Both. That's the paradox. According to the Chachamim of Yehuda, the Gemara establishes he fulfills the mitzvah of Dalet Min, even though, at the same time, he violates Baal Tosif. Wait, just one second. One second, Rabbi Moshe. Let's just read the text of Tosif. Okay, that's all I ask you to do. Dili Olam Yedei Mitzvah Yatza. According to Chachomer, Rabbi Yehudi fulfills the mitzvah. Eladi Ofer Al Baal Tosif. According to Rabbi Yehudu, holds Lulav Tzorach Agad. If Let's say he would use the fifth min. Okay, here's the discussion. What did he do with the fifth min? So again, if the fifth min is vertical, then there's no difference here between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, we established that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a violation of Al-Tosif if he takes a fifth min.
Yeah.
Oh, but here's where Tosif has a chap. That what did the Gemara mean to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's called a Mosif Goreya, which means that he forfeits the mitzvah just because he violated Baltosif by adding a fifth min, he forfeits the mitzvah. That's not so, because according to the Chachamim, we just said that he doesn't forfeit the mitzvah. He violates Baltosif, but at the same time, he doesn't forfeit the mitzvah. And that's that. Therefore, it's not considered called a Mosif Goreya. We'll apply the same logic to Rabbi Yehuda. Nay. The case in Rabbi Yehuda where the Zaken Mamre is Chayav because it's called Mosif Goreya is because what did he do with the fifth min, Rabbosai? He used it as a binding agent. And if he used the fifth min as a binding agent, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, since Lulav Tzarech Agad, what happens to this fifth min? It becomes what? Can you read my hand, my sign language? It becomes integrated into the mitzvah. And once it's integrated to the mitzvah, he violates Baltosif. But more than that, not only does he violate Baltosif, but he's mevatel the mitzvah. Watch what goes on here, Rabbi Osei. An unbelievable chiddush in Tosis. Tosis is saying the following. Does Baltosif itself, its violation, undermine the mitzvah? And what's the answer? No, it does not. However, in the case of Lulav Tzarech Agad, then the Baal Tosif is not just a violation of Baal Tosif, but it even undermines the mitzvah. Vahashta, but now Nicha. Dilatana Kama, according to the Chacham of Rabbi Yehuda, Kitani, the Mishnah says, Didalad Minim Shebelulav, Ein Mosif Aleim, Umistama, Hainu Rabbanan Bar Plukte. The low boy agad vafilu hachi ika baltosif. And why is it baltosif hainu did nakat derech dilasan and he violates baltosif? If we violate baltosif, we're not going to apply the principle of hailachudikai, and therefore he violates baltosif. But nonetheless, he doesn't undermine the mitzvah. Rabbo said, why doesn't he undermine the mitzvah? Why is the mitzvah a mitzvah kshera? Because the fifth min is the avera. Do you follow me? Where is the avera when you add a fifth min? It's in the fifth min. That's the chiddush of Tosfos.
Why are you doing it?
Because the avera is in the fifth min. It's not in the four minim. The four minim was kimitzvasa. The fifth min is a problem of Baltosif, and you violate Baltosif. But Tosif says, make the red X of the Avera of Baltosif where? On the fifth min.
Only according to the Rabbi.
Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, unless it's the Agad. Oh, what happens in the case of the Agad? Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zaki Mamre is now Chayav Kol Mosif Korei, the mitzvah is on the mind?
It's integral in the
exactly, because now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't say, well, you know where the Avera Baltosif is? You can't say that the Avera is in the fifth min. It's in all the min. Why? Because the Baltosif changes the very nature of the four min. Why? Because from you the holds that you need the Agad. So the Agad agent now becomes part of all the other minim. It's one hefta. And therefore the Avera Baltosif spreads and encompasses the entire four minim. Mashenken, in a case where he takes the fifth min vertically, outside, and now Bein L'Rav Yehuda, Bein L'Chachamim, he violates Baltosif by adding a fifth min. Where's the Avera of the Baltosif? It's in the fifth min. And it doesn't undermine the other four min. So it's mind-boggling. The guy wants shishi. Should we give him shishi or not? Well, he says, I was a good guy. I did the mitzvah of lulav. I was one kind of mitzvah of lulav. Yeah. But you also violated Baltos. So I don't know what to do with this guy, you know. Maybe instead of shishi, we'll give him shvi. Give him maftir. Not maftir yoyna, but we'll give him maftir. So let's just summarize the Tosfos. He has a footnote here. I think I gave this out yesterday. I don't know, not everybody was here yesterday. So in the footnote, we didn't get to it yesterday, but in the footnote, he says, L'maskanas ha-tosfus. He wants to give you an overview of the Tosfos. This is footnote number Ayin Hey, if you have this. I may have one excuse me, I may have one extra copy here. Here, Kolakodim Zacha. One extra copy. So in the bottom of this page, he has Ha'oras Vitziyunim. So number Ayin Hey, which is on the left side of your page, he has on the second line, he has an overview of Tosfos. He says, Nimtza. Nimtza is what we say in Yiddish, Kuptais. Kuptais means, this is how it comes out. L'maskanas ha-Tosfos. He says the following. The Nosei Mincha Mishi Chutz La'agad. Now he's going back to the Havamina. So where was the fifth min? Outside of the Agad. Is the Rabbi Yehuda Yesh Yoser Svara Lahatir? If there's a Havamina to be martyr, it's not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Kevet Shetzarech Agad Nimtza Shahai Lechudekoi.
Right.
Kamash Balon, the Brisa Lamaskona says the Afla Rabbi Yehuda Asur, and he violates Baltosif. Now we get to case number two. That case number one was Keder Kedilo. So now we get to the case of Agad. Be Oged Es Halula. If he does the Aguda B'min Acher with a different min, L'Rabbi Yehuda Asur. Now Rabbi Yehuda becomes the Machmir. We thought Rabbi Yehuda was the Mekil. When he added the fifth min outside the agad, but now he uses the fifth min as the binding agent. So he's oged es lulavo b'min achil. Rabbi Yehuda also mishum sheha'agad hu chelik me'amitzvah v'chashiv mosif al mitzvah u'l'rabban and mutter. Why? Because this band aid, this rubber band, is meaningless. It's not part of the mitzvah at all. It's irrelevant. I mean, there's a whole discussion in Poskim about chatzitza. Let's say he binds his lulav with a rubber band, and then he holds on to the lulav, and his hand is the rubber band is wedged between his hand and the lulav. Okay, fine. So that's a little bit of a problem. Well, the Rabbanim Mutter came on the Ein Tzarech Agad, Eino Chelik Me'a Mitzvah, V'Eino Omeid Keder Kedi Lasa. Now you might say, well, let it be Chelik of a Mitzvah because I'm using it to beautify my Dalet Midah for whatever I'm doing, but the answer is not Keder Kedi Lasa. Fine. Oh, then if you look for a moment in footnote number Ayin Vav, he says, in the name of one of the Achronim, he says that, what does it mean that Tosfos says, according to Rabbanon, and for that matter, in the case of Keder Kedi Lasa vertically, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he adds a fifth min, and even though he violates Bal Tosif, he has not undermined the mitzvah. He says, the Yotzi Yedei Mitzvah Kishahosif, I would add the word Af, Af Al Gab, the Hosif Od Min Acher, the Or Al Bal Tosif, nevertheless, Lo Choshiv Mitzvah Baba Veir. Why? Oh, here got a little bit erased. Just give me a second. I'll see if I can find the original here. What page is it? Yud Beis, right? Just give me a second here. There's the following. He says, V'lo chashiv mitzvah b'avera, that you have, kevan she'ein ha'avera nases b'dovar shebo mekayim es ha'mitzvah. Elo b'min ha'chamishi. The avera is done on the min ha'chamishi. V'shnei dvar nifradim hen. He separates the four minim from the fifth min, which is the Baltosif min. So the violation of Baltosif is what? Where's the red X? It's on the fifth min, but it doesn't impact the other four minim as far as the mitzvah is concerned. Oh, what's going to be the exception to the rule where he uses a fifth min as the agad, according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda? Nimtza afla rabbanon de lulav ein tzarech agad notil min acher.
Should be all right.
Right. No, again, he's talking about vertically. In other words, even though it's vertical, he violates Baal Tosif. Just one second. Just give me a second here. Maybe I didn't see this. He's mevatel the mitzvah, the mosif korea, v'lo yotzi yedei a mitzvah. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda in the case where he uses min acher as the agad agent.
In which direction?
What I call horizontally. Horizontally, right? And in the footnote, what is the answer? I just want to see if he. Afler Rabbanan the rule of ein tzarich agad. Yeah, that's what. I don't know why he feels compelled to add this. He says, but if it's vertical, then even though according to the Rabbanon in this case he violates Baal Tosif, but he was Mekayim the mitzvah. So when is the Zaken Mamre Chayev? What kind of ruling? Horas HaZaken Keneged Bezdin would be Mekayev him Misa? He gets a Misa's Chenek. That's in a case where his Horah is Mevatel as a mitzvah. Even though it's very paradoxical, but the Gemara derives this from Sukkim, that his Horah was over Lo Saseh, because he told you to add a fifth min, and you're going to violate Baal Tosif because of his ruling. That doesn't make you a Zaken Mamre. The only time that his Horah, in the case where he adds to the mitzvah, would make him into a Zaken Mamre, is if by adding to the mitzvah, he's mevatel the mitzvah, he completely
voids the mitzvah.
Oh, and that's according to Rabbi Yehuda when he makes the fifth part of the fifth min part of the Eagle.
But it doesn't have to be the Erech Gidulasa.
Right. That we said over and over again. Again, the fifth min, if it's the Agad, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that becomes part of the mitzvah by definition because the Torah requires Agad.
Yeah, presumably, we're asking according to the Rabban, why are we so mucky that the thing has to be part of the Agad? Why can't we find?
I don't know. Somebody told me. You Don told me that you saw people walking around with some gold on top of them. Yeah. Somebody told me. You saw it, Yonatan?
People use rubber bands.
Yeah, but I think in certain circles they use gold. I think even around the thing.
What's the difference? Gold. Rubber
yeah, no, no. I'm saying. I'm just pointing out that rubber bands. I don't know. I haven't seen rubber bands.
You could use rubber bands.
Again, we'll have to see the Shulchan Aruch, but it's not a violation of Baal Tosif. Now, yeah, keep in mind, Rabbi, that Baal Tosif splits up into two. There's Baal Tosif Doraisa, and then there are all sorts of Xeris that are born on a Baal Tosif. So, you know, that's why I'm hesitant before I open up the Shulchan Aruch to answer your question.
Would gold be a min? Does min mean a living species? Gold is
interesting. I don't know. Maybe you're right. You see, on the chatzitza issue, they say kolina oso lo chotzitz, which means that if the gold beautifies it, that's not called a chatzitza. But I don't know if that, you know, if that's relevant to Baal Tosif. Now, Rabosai, everything that we've done until now is based on Tosfos here in Masechta Sukkah. The same Tosfos, so to speak, but radically different, appears in Masechta Sanhedrin. When I say the same Tosfos, Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin on the sugya of Zakei Mamre again raises this whole question. How could the Gemara say that dafka according to the Chachamim he violates Baal Tosif, but he's not Gorea the Mitzvah, and after all we see here in our sugya in the sugya in Sukkah in Sanhedrin is not going to call it our sugya, but in the sugya in Sukkah we see that Adarabba according to Rabbanan there's more of a chumrah in Baal Tosif, because the Gemara only had a havamina that maybe the fifth min would be permitted according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbanan, for sure the fifth min is Baal Tosif. And yet the Gemara says that the Mora Hora, the Zaken who said that you should add a fifth min, according to the Rabbanan, he's not a Baal Tosif. He's not a Zaken Mamre. So based on this kasha, in Tosfos and Sanhedrin, he comes to the exact opposite conclusion as our Tosfos. Our Tosfos comes to the conclusion that basically we're going to drop the ball on high v'chudekai v'high l'chudekai. The only The only time we're going to apply halachudikai to Tosis is in Shaloka Derkadilasa. Meaning that in the binding agent, according to the Chachamim, since it's going horizontally and not vertically, that's why we're going to apply the principle of halachudikai. But Tosis here in Sukkah assumes that, as a general rule, we're not going to apply the principle of halachudikai. Just one second. Just the opposite. Yeah. No, I said it right. It means that Tosis in Sukkah holds that as a general rule you do violate Baal Tosif. The only exception would be when you take the fifth min as a binding agent, because then Shalom Kedera Kedilos. And otherwise, forget about Hailachudikai. There's always a blanket Iser of Baal Tosif. Comes along Tosis in Sanhedrin, he doesn't even mention our Tosis. And he comes to the opposite conclusion, that as a general rule, we're going to apply the principle of Hailachudekai. The only exception to that rule is going to be Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Agat. He doesn't allow us to apply Hailachudekai, because since the lulav requires Agat, the Agat becomes an integral part of the lulav. So Rabosai, what would you say about the following case? A man wears two pairs of tefillin. Would that be a violation of Baal Tosif?
No.
It depends on these two Tosfos. Let's go one by one. According to our Tosfos here in Sukkah, we never apply the principle of Hailachudikai. It's always going to be Baal Tosif. As long as you add another element into the mitzvah, it's Baal Tosif, with the exception of Agad, because Agad is not part of the mitzvah, according to the Chachamim. But according to Tosfos in Sanhedrin, it's never Baal Tosif. Why? Because I can always apply the principle of Hailachudekai, Vahailachudekai. The only exception to that rule is the case of Agad, which is Baal Tosif, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
So, does that mean that according to the Sanhedrin, the first pair to fill in, you're fulfilling the mitzvah, and the second pair to fill in, you're doing an event?
Which Tosfos? Sanhedrin, you say?
Sanhedrin.
According to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Hailachudikai v'Hailachudikai. They're two separate tefillin, so there's no violation of Baal Tosif. The only case of Baal Tosif is Rabbi Yehuda, because the Zokei Mamre told you to use a fifth min as the Agad, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav Tzarich Agad. That's the only case which is the exception to this rule. So that's the case where you violate Baal Tosif. Other than that, Tosfos says Hailachudikai. According to Tosfos in Sukkah, on the contrary, we're always going to apply the principle of Hailachudikai, except for the case of Shalom Kedera Kedilasa, the case of Agad according to the Rabbana. You see, Tosfos in Sanhedrin is a lot simpler from the perspective of the Sugya. The Sugya says that if the Zokei Mamre issued a psak that you should add a fifth min to your lulav as a binding agent, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to be put to death as a Zokin Mam. According to Rabbanan, not. So Tosfos says, you know why according to Rabbanan, not? Because Hailachudikai v'Hailachudikai. And Tosfos is going to say that in general, according to the Rabbanan, it's always going to be Hailachudikai. The only time I cannot apply the principle of Hailachudikai is Agad according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Zokin Mamre is chayev for his horah in a case of Agad according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah, on the other hand, we're always going to apply the principle of Baal Tosif. The only exception to that rule of Baal Tosif is if you use a fifth min as a binding agent and Shalom Kedera Kedilasa, which means that in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, for sure, he's going to violate Baal Tosif. So Tosif has to figure out, if he violates Baal Tosif, why isn't he chayav as a Zokin Maimre? Tosif comes up with this fantastical chiddush that even though he violated the Avera Baal Tosif, nevertheless, he did not undermine the mitzvah. And the mitzvah, he was Yotze. If he's not Mevatel the mitzvah, he's not a Zokin Maimre. Whereas Tosin Sanhedrin is a lot simpler. But I'm just, for a moment, I want to take a step back and look at the repercussions of this machlokis. Do we have a Kohen here in the audience? Don, how many brachas do you recite in Birchas Kohen? Right? Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerecha.
One bracha.
It's one bracha, but it's made up of three parts. Comes along Don, Chas v'shalom, and he adds a fourth bracha. It's a great guy. Right? He comes up with another bracha. He wishes us all a happy anniversary of Facebook and whatever he comes up. So the question is, does he violate Baal Tosef? According to Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin, we're going to always apply the principle of Hailechudekai. The only exception is going to be what?
Agat.
According to Tosfos here in Masechta Sukkah, we never apply the principle of Hailechudekai, except in the case of Agat, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Luv Tzarech Agat. So Tosfos in Sukkah that we're learning today is going to expand the application of Baal Tosef to include just about any case. Whatever you add to, then according to Tosfos, you violate Baal Tosef. So the Tshuva HaRashba, which is quoted in a page I gave you yesterday, let's see if I can find that page. So this is a page that looks like this, if you have it from yesterday. So he quotes the Rashba. The Rashba says that the Gemara in Erevin tells us that if you wear two pairs of tefillin simultaneously, you violate Baal Tosef. What happened to Hai Lechudikai, Hai Lechudikai? Says the Rashba, this supports Tosfos here in Masechta Sukkah, that we never apply the principle of Hai Lechudikai, Hai Lechudikai, except in the case where it's Shalom Kederek Nilosin and Agat according to the Chacham.
You can't wear two pairs of tefillin. You can only one of those two pairs of tefillin can be in the right place.
Okay, so Ayin Shom. You know, Michael, you'll have to open up after Shia, believe that it will open up the Gemara and Erevin. The Gemara and Erevin, I'm trusting now the Rashba. The Rashba says that Muchach mi Gemara did the Erevin to Meiniach be Zuka shall tefillin over Baal Tosef. So again, we have to go through the Gemara and Erevin. Over Baal Tosef. Frek the Rashba, what about Hailechudikai? Says the Rashba, this slugs up Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Why? Because Tosfos and Sanhedrin accepts the principle of Hailechudikai, and it always undermines Baal Tosef. Why shouldn't it apply to two pairs of tefillin? Says the Rashba, apparently we don't accept Hailechudikai, and you always violate Baal Tosef. The only exception is if it's Shalom Tidere Kedilasar. Then he quotes the Sefer HaYireim, and the Sefer HaYireim says, Ayin Rosh Hashanah Daf Chofches, Shem Hosef HaKoin Brocha. I don't know. Okay, whatever it is. Anyway, I'm going to skip a word here because I don't want to get off on a tangent. He said, anyway, Im Hosef HaKoin Brocha, Over Bebal Tosef. In fact, the Yireim, I don't understand. Where's the Baal Tosef here? Ain't Dover HaMachaber is called brachos. There's nothing that integrates the brachos together. It's called Achas Luchudekai. Hai Luchudekai, Hai Luchudekai. So why does he violate Baal Tosef? The answer is because he took a fifth min, or he added a fifth bracha. And Tosin Sukkah says that if you add a fifth min, then you violate Baal Tosef. And we're not going to apply the principle of Hai Luchudekai, Hai Luchudekai. So our both said we have two sukkahs in Shas. One in Erevin and one in Rosh Hashanah that extend the application of Baal Tosef in a way that absolutely supports Tosfos in Sukkah and absolutely undermines Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin. Okay. So he says the following. Now, I just want to give credit where credit is due. I found this in a Sefer, which is called Shiurei Rabbi Ariav on Sukkah. Rabbi Ariav is the Rashiva of Yeshiva that's about 20 minutes walk from here, maybe even less, in Talpiot. It's called Itri. Okay. So he writes the following. The language of the Aram, he says, is very telling. He says that lo tosif olav velo tigra mimenu, that's a pasuk, pirush, says the Aram. The Aram is one of the Baalei HaTosef. Al tosif b'makom shehosafta v'ata megareas ha-mitzvah. In other words, you read the Reisha and the Seifa in one breath, such that the Seifa is telling you when you violate Baal Tosa. But not the way we understand Baal Tigra. We thought Baal Tigra means that you took less than four. He's saying Baal Tigra means that you undermine the mitzvah. You megareas ha-mitzvah. So why are you not allowed to be Mosif? Because if you're Mosif, then you're going to be megareas ha-mitzvah. And he quotes other pirushim on this pasuk. He has this kenim, Balei HaTosis and the Rosh. Again, these are all quite rare. I mean, I have a Zkena Balei HaTosis, I don't have a Rosh. Rosh is very rare. And the Rosh says that the Pshuto Shel Mikra is that Lo Tosifu Mishum Shal Yidei Zeh Gorea Es HaMitzvah V'im Osa Heit Tzitzios Gora Es Kol Adalet. Now, if I were to tell you that adding a fifth tzitzis is a violation of Baal Tosif, would you say that that's universally accepted according to both Tosafim, both according to Ha'ilechudikoy and Tosafim and Sukkah, who rejects Ha'ilechudikoy? That's universal according to everybody, because there, the fifth tzitzis is integrated into the garment itself. And that's like the exceptional case of Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Tosafot and Sukkah said that the only case where I undermine the principle of Ha'ilechudikoy, and I violate Baal Tosif, is in the case of Shalom Keder Kedi Lasson, where he used the fifth min as the agar agent, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because there, the halacha recognizes this agar as one entity with the lulav.
Or fifth asher and tefillin, same thing.
L'chora, fifth parasha tefillin should be the same thing. For fifth tzitzios, fifth parasha tzitzis. There it's like the case of Rabbi Yehuda's agad. If lulav tzarch agad, then the agad requirement integrates the fifth min into the lulav. Here also, the fact that I weave a fifth kanaf into the beged with tzitzis on it, that's like lulav tzarech agad. I've integrated the fifth tzitzis into the beged. But in the case of tefillin, I didn't combine the two tefillin. I have two zugos of tefillin. Or in the case of a fifth bracha of lekarnim, that extra bracha is not integrated into the mitzvah. Yeah, Dr. John.
With the tzitzis, did I do the mitzvah tzitzis and also do them very rare?
So let's think about that. No, I would say that you forfeit the mitzvah of tzitzis. I'll tell you why. Because the only reason why, according to Tosafot here in Sukkah that we're learning, you didn't forfeit the mitzvah, is because there's no Baltosif on the entire entity. But now that we're saying, right, when do you undermine the mitzvah? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Lulav Tzarech Agad, that if you ogave the lulav with a fifth min, then you undermine the mitzvah. Why? Because you've changed the mitzvah itself, so the Baal Tosif is chal on the entire entity, and that would apply also in the case of a fifth tzitzis. So listen to what he says. It comes out that according to this whole shita that we saw with the Arayim and the Tosis Askenim, Balei Tosis, it's a what kind of hosafa is a violation of Baal Tosif. It's a Baal Tosif that changes the entire mitzvah. And therefore, Tosis and Sanhedrin is correct by assuming that if this Hosafa doesn't change the entire mitzvah, then it's not Baal Tosif. Do you follow? Let's say, for example, we said that when you add a fifth min to the four minim of lulav, you yotze the mitzvah of lulav. Then what you're telling me is that it doesn't change the mitzvah itself. So that's not a violation of Baal Tosif, but Tosis in Sukkah says that when he adds the fifth min, he does violate Baal Tosif. He doesn't undermine the mitzvah. So in other words, Tosis in Sukkah separates between Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra, if you follow me. When I say Baal Tigra, don't misunderstand me. I don't mean that he has less than four minim. What I mean by Baal Tigra means if he is goreya the mitzvah itself. In other words, if Tosis accepts the possibility that on the one hand you violate Bal Tosif, but on the other hand you yotze in the mitzvah, it means that that Bal Tosif is a separate entity, and the Avera was done on that entity. So then Bal Tosif is not because of Bal Tigra, because you are Mekayim in the mitzvah. Is that clear? According to Tosin Sanhedrin, when do you violate Bal Tosif? That's only when it's Bal Tigra. In other words, because you undermine the mitzvah, in the case where there's a chibur, then we apply the violation of Bal Tosif applies. Correct? So according to Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the only case of Bal Tosif is Lulav Tzarech Agad, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because if Lulav Tzarech Agad, and therefore the Agad has to be done mimin e Lulav, if you have an agad that's not mimin and lulav, it's a fifth min, then you undermine the mitzvah. So then it's Bal Tosif u Bal Tigra, meaning you violated Bal Tosif because you were goreh in the mitzvah. So this whole mahalach here we see, which he calls pshuto shel mikra, that the Torah adds Bal Tigra to explain why you violated Bal Tosif, that all reflects the shita of Tosif in Sanhedrin. That when do you violate Bal Tosif? When you undermine the mitzvah. Tosfos in Sukkah says that you can violate the Bal Tosif without undermining the mitzvah. So obviously Bal Tigra is not telling you when do you violate Bal Tosif. The Yesh Ladud, he says, when the Torah prohibits Bal Tosif, what does it mean? Ha'im HaTorah Hikpida Al HaOsafa. In other words, the Torah says, don't add anything to the mitzvah, period. I don't want you to add anything to the mitzvah. Oh, Dilma, no. What's Bal Tosif? Al Tosif al Ikar HaMitzvah, Kishe Nishtansa, Nishtanta HaMitzvah, I'll say it in Sephardi, it's a little easier. V'nefcha L'mitzvah Tosefos. What's the violation of Bal Tosif? Is it A or B? Is it A because you added something to the mitzvah, or is it B because you changed the mitzvah? You hear the difference? What's Bal Tosif? Adding to the mitzvah or changing the mitzvah?
Changing.
According to Tosin Sukkah, adding to the mitzvah is Bal Tosif. You add a fifth min, you violate Bal Tosif. According to Tosin Sanhedrin, changing the mitzvah. When does it become a change? That's only if the Hosofa Mishanes HaMitzvah Goreas Mitzvah Atzma. Only if you change the mitzvah and now you, uprooted the mitzvah.
Right, Rabbi Yehuda's gold.
Correct. And therefore Tosin Sanhedrin says only if you hold Lulav Tzarech Agad, now you took a fifth min and you changed the mitzvah. David?
Could change include adding? I mean, adding is a subset of change.
That's what I'm saying. It's sometimes adding is just adding. Sometimes adding changes. If the adding links up to the mitzvah, this is what we call a chibur, a connection to the mitzvah. That's called agad. When you bind your three minim with a binder, that binder becomes integrated into the mitzvah. Then it's not only Bal Tosif, but it's also Bal Tigra, meaning Ushina is a mitzvah atzma. That's, according to Tosin Sanhedrin, is the essence of the definition of Bal Tosif. You change the mitzvah. Masha'in can according to Tosin Sukkah, adding to the mitzvah, even if you didn't change the mitzvah, is a violation of Bal Tosif.
So the Kohen's fourth bracha is adding to the mitzvah, but it's not changing.
Oh, that was the kash of the Rashba and the Sefer Uranium. The second pair of tefillin in Erevin doesn't change the mitzvah, it's adding. And yet the Gemara says you violate Bal Tosif. That's a riot to Tosin Sukkah. The Gemara in Masech Rosh Hashanah says that the Kohen adds another bracha. Then it's a violation of Bal Tosif. That's only adding to the mitzvah, it doesn't change the mitzvah. That extra bracha is not connected to the mitzvah. So he says, Yesh L'tareitz is Kushas HaRashba. Sheyesh betfilin iser Bal Tosif, afal gav de omedes kol achas li atzma. Even though each pair of tefillin stands on its own, he says he's changed the mitzvah itself. Why? B'meidiach zbeis zugas shel tefillin, yesh shapir shinui bi'etzem ha-mitzvah. He's changed the mitzvah itself. In other words, Tosfos and Sanhedrin would have to agree that a two pairs of tefillin is a violation of Baltos. Why? Because he changes the mitzvah. Why does he change the mitzvah? Very abstract idea. He says the following. Kevon sheidiach shtei zugos ksherim lemitzvah. Both pairs of tefillin are kosher. Shinas etzem maisa mitzvah. Why? He says because when the Torah describes the mitzvah of tefillin, you can point to the tefillin. V'efshal lahagdir sheva oso tefillin hu yotze yedei chovasa. If I could identify which is the object of the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of tefillin. However, when he puts on two pairs of tefillin and both of them are ksheros, you can't define which is the tefillin. In other words, with which pair of tefillin was he fulfilling his mitzvah? In order to say that the sheni, the extra one, is a tosefes, you're just adding something. Elakeimot sheinich shneim biyachad. In other words, they're both sitting on his head. Each one is physically separated. Very abstract idea. Let me just summarize it. He's saying that the way the Torah envisions the mitzvah of tefillin, you're placing one pair of tefillin on your head, and that's the pair with which you yotze the mitzvah. Now you took two pairs of tefillin. So with which one are you being yotze the mitzvah? I can't identify. I can't take one and identify the other. If I identify one and then say the other was just the tosefes, I didn't change the mitzvah. But since I put both on, and now I cannot identify which one, then in essence, I'm being yotze the mitzvah by having two pairs of tefillin on my head. Wait, hold on to this just for a second, because I want to just add one more point. And now he says... Masha enke benotel dalid minu, and he adds a fifth min. Are you going to tell me he changed the mitzvah?
No,
because I know exactly which minim he was yotze. I can identify that the fifth min is not. It's not a mitzvah to commit. So therefore, Tosus and said, "Hey, you're just going to say hailechudekai, and you don't violate baltosif. You didn't change the mitzvah. It's not baltosif who baltigra." And now he wants to say that therefore, in the case where he adds an extra chutei tzitzis, he says therefore for sure he's changed the mitzvah. For Masha Hiksha Miburchas Kodim, Sheyesh Bal Tosa, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, if he adds another bracha, Afal Gabda Hailechudekai. So he says, Shiny Hossam. He says you have to have prisas kapayim. U prisas kapayim mechabrosan lios echad. In other words, as soon as he puts his hands down, he wants to add a bracha. Tavala bracha. Let him add another bracha. But as long as his hands are up, then any extra bracha that he adds becomes part of one entity. And he's changed the mitzvah itself.
That's not true, because you can, with tefillin you can understand, and with tzitzit you can understand, you don't know which one it is. But with the kohen's brachos, you know which of the three.
Right, that's why he introduces the prisas kapayim. What role, this agency called Nesias Kapayim, what does it do? We said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't say Ailechudekoi, because Rabbi Yehuda requires Agat. And now the fifth min becomes integrated. Is there any integrating binder in the case of Birchas Kohen? So you and I would say no. One bracha, another bracha, each bracha is unto itself. He's saying no. There's one integration that sews together all the brachas. And what's that called? Nesias Kapayim. So again, the Pashup Shat Negeman Rosh Hashanah, that there's a Bal Tosif by adding another bracha, would support the Tosif in Sukkah. That we don't apply the principle of Hailechudekai, except for Agat according to the Rabbanon, because that's not Kederek Dibi Lossim. And that would be a simple way of learning the Gemara of Birchas Kohen. But what are we going to do for Tosfos in Sanhedrin? The Tosfos in Sanhedrin says that as long as you can separate the different parts, then you're just adding to the mitzvah, you're not changing the mitzvah. The only time you change the mitzvah is according to Rabbi Yehuda and Agad. And we wanted to say that you've changed the nature of the mitzvah when you wear two tefillin simultaneously, because now I cannot identify which tefillin is the one that he's yotze. What are we going to do with the sugya in Rosh Hashanah? So he suggests, I guess, Michor HaKusha, again, if we come up with a better answer, that's great, but he's suggesting that the Nesias Kapayim puts a binder, it's like bookends, you know, like in your shelves, you have a bookend here and a bookend there. The Nesias Kapayim opens up the first bracha and ends the last bracha. If he finishes the Nesias Kapayim, he puts his hands down, and then he adds another bracha, it's fine, that's not a problem. But so when you say Yashikach to the Kohen, and when he comes down, right? So again, let's not talk halacha l'maisa, Rabbi Moshe, according to what we're saying now, is there any problem to say Yashikach to the Kohen, and he says Baruch Tia? No problem whatsoever, because it's after the Nesias Kapayim. If it's after the Nesias Kapayim, then it's not integrated into the mitzvah itself. According to Tosfos in Sukkah, you might have a problem, because then, forget about the Nesias Kapayim, he's adding a bra. So then you have to make a hefsek and so forth.
Right.
But there are several stuff.
The only thing that bothers me still is how did I make up with the fact that you have to guarantee you also in order for it to be integrated in as one of the meetings.
Then why is the Agat Shalokidek?
I don't understand.